Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Vales, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Most of all, we thank God because we have another day that God has given to us, and we're going to rejoice and be glad, amen, because God has allowed us, praise the Lord, to be here. Praise the Lord. We just come to give God praise, honor, and glory on this morning. We pray that as you begin your day, praise the Lord, you'll look up and know that God is on your side today, and he is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Praise the Lord. If you have a prayer request that you would like to share with us, we invite you to call in while we're live. We are live right now, praise God. We invite you to call in at 718-664-9578. Praise the Lord. And share your prayer request with us. And even if you have a praise report, praise God, you can also share that with us. Amen. While we are on the air, praise the Lord. Amen. Truly, prayer is always in order. And we thank God for the opportunity to intercede on behalf of God's people, on behalf of the nation, and other needs and situations and things that God will put on our heart. That's what intercession is all about. We want you to gather around just for the next few moments as we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you today because, Lord, you have been so good to us. We just want to praise you. We want to lift you up. And God, we want to magnify you. God, it's with praise and honor and glory, God, we put on our armor today, this armor, God, that you have provided for us. And Lord, we trust you for protection against the spiritual wickedness and forces in the heavenly realms. Father, we confidently stand with the belt of truth buckled around our waist. And Lord, we ask that you help us to recognize the enemy's subtle, deceiving ways, and Lord, that we believe, live, and speak only your truth, Lord, because your word is truth and you are truth, and we desire, Father God, to walk in the truth of your word. So, Lord, we thank you for the breastplate of righteousness, and Lord, you offer that to us, Lord, the righteousness which is yours through faith, and it's ours also through faith in Jesus' death on the cross. Lord God, we call upon the righteousness of our Lord to be our protection, and we know that the enemy must retreat before the righteousness of God. Thank you, Lord God, for the sandals of peace. Lord God, not only do we need your peace to touch our emotions and every part of our lives, but Father God, we remember that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you for soundness today, stability today, according to your word. Father God, eagerly we lift up the shield of faith against all the flaming arrows of the evil one. We know, God, that you took the arrows of the enemy, which we deserved. However, Father God, should your will allow any of those arrows to touch us, we will look upon them as refining fires permitted for our growth and for your glory, O God. So, Lord, we recognize that our mind is a particular target, O God, of the enemy's deceiving ways, because, Lord, we know he comes at our mind. But, Father, your word declares that we should be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And so, Lord, we also know that we must cover our mind with the helmet of salvation. Lord God, may it cover our mind and that we will think your thoughts, will feel your love and compassion. And, Lord God, we will discern your will, leading in all things. For Father God, we thank you Oh God, that we take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And Lord God, we choose to believe it, we choose to live in it, and we choose, oh God, to walk in the truth of it, God, because the entrance of your Word, it gives light. And Father God, it is easy to understand, and we thank you for your Word today. Oh God, help us to hide it in our heart. Grant us proficient recall and skill in using it, Father, to defeat the enemy, to push back the enemy's tactics and schemes and wiles and plans. Oh God, and we thank you because your Word gives us victory. Your Word gives us light. Your Word gives us life. Your Word gives us hope. So we thank you today, Father God, for the Word of God. Lord God, we also thank you for prayer because, God, we desire to pray at all times, Lord God, with intensity that through you, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, through your Word, God, we will accomplish great things for the glory of God. Lord God, we thank you right now, even, God, for leaders and ministry. You tell us, Father God, to pray for those that are in authority. We lift up today all of our leaders, oh God, all across the nation. Father God, pastors and ministers, Father God, apostles and prophets, evangelists, oh God, and teachers, Father God, we lift up our leaders. We lift up everyone that's going forth in the gospel today. And we ask, Father God, that you would arm them, Father God, that you would encourage, Father God, your people. Oh, Father God, on every hand, those, God, that may be sick in body, but you encourage and lift up and heal, set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. And Father God, you tell us to pray for those that are in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life. We also lift up our president today. We lift him up before you, Father God. We're asking you to give him wisdom, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, touch the government. Touch every governmental head, Father God, the officials, Father God, on the national front, the state front, the local front, in our region, Father God. We lift them up to you now, Father. You see, God, everything that the body of Christ is facing right now due to the laws that are being passed, Father God. We need your direction. We need your leading, God, and we need your guiding because, Father, truly we cannot make it without you. So I'm asking you, God, to stir up your people today. Stir us up, Father God, to get on the wall, to stay on the wall, to lift your name up on high, Father God, and not be afraid, oh God, to proclaim your word. So, God, I'm asking for a new boldness for your people, holy boldness according to your word, Father God. Oh God, we thank you right now. We're thanking you for wisdom. We're thanking you for knowledge. We're thanking you, God, that you're giving word, God, in season, Father God, out of season, God, that when we have to reprove, rebuke, and correct, we will do it with all long-suffering and doctrine according to your word. Father God, we're thanking you for stamina today. Stamina to stand, Father God, to withstand every wile of the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father God, give us the war, a good warfare. Hallelujah, realizing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but God, they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, Father God, and we will cast down every imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Oh, Father, we thank you today for your word. Father God, we thank you that you're binding every hindrance forth, every hindrance that would hinder the word of God, that would hinder your people from moving forward. Oh, Father, we're thanking you right now. Hallelujah. That God, as you even give the breakthrough anointing, a breaker's anointing, hallelujah, to go forth, God, as we go forth and even plow, God, even in this area, Father God, give us the anointing, God, that's needed, Father God, for this region. Father, you see the things that are over this region. Father, you see where Python is trying to constrict the body of Christ. But we thank you, God, that that power, that evil force is broken and destroyed in the name of the Lord. We're thanking you, Father God, even for the rain, for the latter rain. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. We're thanking you, God, for all that you're doing. Oh, God, we praise you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Lord God, we thank you that you've given us the honor to bind demonic rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places with chains and fetters the divine. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the privilege to execute the judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority that we have in the name of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for the access which we have to your throne through the power and through the blood of Jesus Christ. And by the same blood in our testimony, we overcome the enemy. Lord God, we thank you that we are affronted by demonic strongholds which have come up before our faces in this land, which you have given to us. Execute your vengeance and punishments upon all unclean spirits that harass your people. Lord, let the high praises of God dwell in both our mouths and within our hearts with exceeding and great joy. Give us the ability to open our mouths with praise that flow forth from our heart to you, O God. Lord God, we know that you are God, and we long to see your power and your glory manifested in the earth as we've seen it in your word. Manifest your great strength, I pray, and cause your enemies to take flight in the name of Jesus. Set siege against stubborn spirits of hell that afflict us in our emotions, our bodies, and our minds. Lord, set a siege against the gates of darkness and battering rams to the walls of the forces of satanic power. Lord God, set battlements and fortify us in your word of righteousness and holiness. Arm us with your life, O God, which we have by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, set batteries against our enemies, even now against the enemies of God and man, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, loose the angels on our behalf, angelic spirits who are ministers made of flaming fire, sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation and everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, we ask that you loose warring angels, God, that excel in strength, O God. By your command, release them this moment to stand, watch, and guard over your church, repelling all demonic intrusion and intruding spirits. Bind up, isolate, and cut off every satanic principality and power from the ability to supply, cooperate with, give aid to, support, or strengthen any demonic spirit or human agents of evil in the name of the Lord. Bind up all scorners who plot wickedness continuously against God, O God, and get your people and all high-ranking spirits assigned to thwart his eternal plans. O God, for it is written, let them be brought to confusion. And we thank you, Lord, that you're confusing the enemy's camp, the enemy's territory. O God, we thank you now that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper. But every tongue that rises up, God, the word declares you will condemn it in the judgment, because this is our heritage as saints of God. We thank you now that you're pouring out fury up on the works of hell and the powers of darkness. Let their kings and princesses be bound and tormented. Release cruel torments and unmitigated punishment against the enemies of Elzebub, the Lord of hosts. Oh God, let all their great houses fall and grind their strongholds to dust. Leave no stone, rock, or pebble, O Father of lights, in the name of Jesus. Take vengeance against our enemies, O God. Take vengeance and spare not thy wrath upon the forces of hell that would pervert your name. Be merciful for thy name's sake, O God, to all that call upon the name of the Lord in sincerity and truth. Lord, we ask that you be merciful and extend loving kindness to your people. O Jehovah Shalom, you have ordained peace to your children. So God, we thank you for the peace of God. First of all, we thank you, God, for soundness of mind, stability of mind and heart, God. We thank you, Father, that your peace, God, will even pass all understanding, and that it would keep our heart and our minds in Christ Jesus. We thank you now. We give you praise and we give you glory, O God, for all who've come forth to do your will, God. We ask that you empower them by the great name of Jesus, in the great name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that you are life. We thank you that you are hope. We thank you that you are strength. Oh, God, be the strength for your people today. Father God, help us to keep our eyes upon you, not looking to the left nor to the right. And, Father, I pray for every intercessor today. I pray, God, that you would encourage, that you would keep your people up on the wall. Don't let us come down, Lord God. Let us be like Nehemiah. Let us be able to say we're doing a great work and we cannot come down. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Lord God, we love you. Hallelujah. We give your name the praise. We give you the honor and we give you the glory. We're thanking you, oh God, that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I pray for healing today. I pray for those that are sick in body. I pray for those, God, suffering with cancers. Oh God, we're believing you, oh God, because we know that you carried our sickness and infirmities on the cross. So we cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies in the name of the Lord Jesus. We break and rebuke and cast out every evil spirit of cancer that would attempt to form in the lungs, in the bones, in the breast, in the throat, in the back, in the spine, in the liver, in the kidneys, in the pancreas, and colon, skin, or stomach in the name of the Lord. We rebuke and we cast out all spirits that would cause diabetes and high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attacks and strokes, kidney failures and leukemia, blood disease, COPD, arthritis, lupus, MS, and Alzheimer's in the name of the Lord. We speak healing and strength to the bones, both to the muscles and joints and organs and head and eyes and throat and glands and blood and marrows and lungs and kidneys and liver. We speak to the spleen and the spine. We speak to the pancreas. We speak to the bladder. We speak to the ears and the nose and the sinuses, mouth and the tongue and feet in the name of Jesus. We bind our spirits of fear that will cause heart attacks according to Luke 21 and 26. Oh God, we thank you now that we are loose from all diabetes rooted in rejection, self-hatred and inheritance and guilt. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you that we're loose from all forms of cancer that's rooted in bitterness and unforgiveness, resentment and slander of the tongue in the name of God. We command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. And any other root that would open the door to cancer, Father, we ask that you close the door, that you give your people wisdom to know, Father God, why, oh God, their bodies have been attacked. Father God, if they're eating things, God, that they should not eat, I pray the convicting power of the Holy Ghost would begin to convict. Oh God, because you do say that these bodies are the temples of the Holy Ghost, and we should not put anything in it that you're not pleased with, God. So, Father God, begin to convict, God. Convict your people's hearts. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we will be more careful and disciplined. Father, when you deliver, Father God, discipline will keep us. Father God, help us to stop making excuses to stay where we are. When the word declares that healing is the children's bread, we thank you right now, Father God. Hallelujah, that you're loosening us from lupus. Those that are bound with lupus are rooted in self-rejection and self-hatred and guilt, and we cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, we're loose from rheumatoid arthritis that's rooted in self-hatred and low self-esteem. So we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Father God, you get down into the bones and to the marrow of our soul and our bodies and emotions, Father God. And God, take the word. Let the word become light. Let the word become life. Let the word become hope. Let the word become strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the word take precedent in our lives, God. Oh God, when we wake up, when we go to sleep, as we're moving about, God, let us meditate on your word day and night, God, because heaven and earth may pass away, but your word will never, oh my God, pass away. Your word will stand forever. Help us to walk in your word, God, the light of your word. Oh God, and being obedient to your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. We thank you, God. We're loose from high cholesterol that's rooted in anger and hostility, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We're loose from all sinus problems rooted in fear and anxiety, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we're loose from high blood pressure rooted in fear and anxiety. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. We thank you for loosing us from asthma rooted in fear, oh God, concerning relations in the name of Jesus and relationships. And oh my God, all these things will cause pressure and anxiety on the body. Father God, and internal stress, we bind stress right now. We bind all types of fears and phobias in the name of Jesus, and we take authority over them right now. Father, those with infections today, bladder infections, oh God, all type of infections, bacterial infections, Father God, we ask that you, oh God, cleanse the blood supply in the name of Jesus. Get down in those bodies, God, that one with HIV, that one with AIDS, that's been given a death sentence. But God, we know that you are a healer and you are a miracle worker. And Father, your word declares that these signs will follow the believers. Oh God, in your name, we're to cast out devils and lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So God, I thank you, God, for signs, wonders, and miracles. In the name of Jesus, prove yourself faithful, God, that you are God. And when we speak your word, we believe your word. We walk in your word. Hallelujah. So, God, I thank you now for opening up blind eyes, unstopping deaf ears in the name of Jesus, and loosening the mute tongue in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're even stretching out limbs that one may be shorter than the other. But God, you bring that leg to where it should be. Father God, work miracles and drop off tumors right now and cysts right now. Fibroid tumors in the name of Jesus. Cause them to dry up in Jesus' name. Tumors, oh God, up in the breast area, cause them to dry up in the name of Jesus. Lymph nodes that are, oh God, infected with malignant cancer, cause them to dry up in the name of Jesus. We come against even leukemia, blood disease in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come against liver disease and kidney disease and pancreatic cancers in the name of the Lord Jesus. We speak to the whole man to be whole. We speak to that mind, that mental condition over that young lady right now in the name of the Lord Jesus that looks like you may lose your mind. But, oh, God, I speak to the mind. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your mind now to be whole and be healed. In the mighty name of Jehovah, oh, God, I thank you right now. Thank you for soundness of mind. Oh, my shikata, roshikata, ring the robo shikana bahaya. I come against domestic violence right now. I come against it in the name of Jesus, and I speak peace to your home. Oh, my shikata, ring the robo shikana bahaya. In the name of Jesus, come against the spirit of violence and murder right now. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over it now. Oh, God, I ask that you, God, blow peace right now into that home. Go into that home right now. Settle the issues, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you now. We're giving you praise, honor, and glory for all that you're doing right now. Thank you, God, that you're loosening those from weakened immune systems rooted in a broken spirit and a broken heart. We command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Those that need healing, God, as a result of being bruised, as a result of being wounded deeply. Oh, my God, whether it be through word, vicious words, or, oh my God, acts of whatever kind, oh Father God, mistreatments of whatever kind, we ask God for healing. We ask you to go in and heal the mind. Oh God, heal the emotions in the name of Jesus. Father, you come to heal the whole man, the whole woman. Oh my God, those that have been wounded so bad that they don't even want to go to the house of God, I pray healing now. I pray, God, that you will send them to a wholesome, oh God, house of God, a ministry, Father God, where they can get what they need. Oh God, we thank you right now for your anointing. We thank you, God, that you come to heal those that are wounded, that are bruised. Oh God, you come to heal the brokenhearted. So Father God, we thank you that you're setting the captive free today. Set them free in their mind. Set them free in their soul. Set them free in their spirit. Set them free in their, oh my God, mental capacity. In the mighty name of Jesus, and blow hope back into their spirit, back into their mind. Oh my God, you're the one that gives hope, and you give life, God. You're the giver of life. So we speak life today. Oh my Shay, we say you are the head and you are not the tail. You are above and you're not beneath. And God is opening a door open open, God, that no man can close. We thank you, God. We give you praise now. We thank you, Lord, you're loosening those from strokes, God, that's rooted in self-rejection and self-bitterness, anger and rage and self-hatred. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for loosening, God, those from all bone diseases rooted in envy and jealousy. We command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord. Oh, Father God, forgive us for allowing any fear, guilt, self-rejection, self-hatred and unforgiveness, bitterness and sin, pride and rebellion that opens the door to sickness and infirmity. We renounce them in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we cast out any spirit that came in through pride, through trauma, through accident, through rejection or witchcraft in the name of the Lord. Oh, my God, give us a sound heart. Give your people, God, a sound, stable heart and mind, which is the life of our flesh, and remove from our hearts any evil or sinful attitude. Heal and deliver from all pains in the name of Jesus. We rebuke any sickness that would come up to eat up our flesh. That includes cancer in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that no disease can cleave to our bodies. Glory to God. We break every curse and all sickness and disease, and we command all hereditary spirits of sickness to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. We break all curses of premature death and destruction in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, God, that God, death will not grab us before the time. But Father God, allow your people to live out their days in health and victory. Oh God, to complete the destinies that you have, God. And Father, we thank you that we prosper and walk in health even as our soul prospers. We receive your word, which is health to our flesh. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for prayer today, God. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for all that you're doing. Continue to have your way. Continue to move by your spirit. And Father God, as every ministry that goes forth, even on tomorrow, God, I want you to go forth and have your way. And even services that are taking place even tonight, God, men and women of God going forth in the word, we pray for your anointing. We pray for a breakthrough, oh God, in the lives of your people. We pray for deliverance, God. Send deliverance, send a deliverance word, send a freedom word, God, send a word straight from heaven, rhema word to your people, that Father will grab a hold to your word and we'll walk in your word, we'll live your word. We thank you, God, we give you praise. Oh God, we will continue to magnify your name. Oh God, we love you today. Thank you now for all that you're doing, all that you will continue to do, continue to be, Lord God. We thank you for your presence that we feel now. We thank you, God. Oh, by shade, minister, God, through these airways all day long. Oh, God, set the captive free, I pray. Oh, by shade, prove yourself faithful. Prove yourself to your people as they listen to this prayer, God. I pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that whatever may be wrong, you right it, God. Oh, by shade, and minister by your spirit and by your power. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We will continue to magnify your name. We'll continue to lift you up. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now and we count it all done. In Jesus' name, we pray and we believe. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the Donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at Apostle Deborah at SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you.
because he loves you and he cares.
Church.